Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, Republican State Senator Jesse James weighs in on last week's No Kings rally in Eau Claire, as well as violence against legislators and the ongoing concern, as well as the passage of Braden's Law in the Assembly, which now moves on to the Senate. All that plus, we hear from the team at Fierce Freedom about the passage of Braden's Law, as well as their upcoming Oh Freedom Fun Run and Fest on July 16th at Carson Park in Eau Claire. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. To begin, we caught up with Republican State Senator Jesse James, asking him to weigh in on a handful of subjects, including last week's No Kings protest rally in Eau Claire that saw some 2,500 people turn out to show their opposition to President Trump and their concern over his expansion of presidential powers.
I really have no comments on this. As long as people are peaceful and they're peaceful protests, quote unquote, I have no issue when people exercising their First Amendment rights. But when it becomes violent and our cops and ICE agents and every other public safety official is getting hurt because of these quote, peaceful protests, they're not peaceful protests at that point. So I don't support that type of activity.
What are Senator James' thoughts on the death of Minnesota legislator Melissa Hortman and her husband gunned down in their own home last Saturday by an individual dressed as a police officer driving what they thought was a police car, with the knocking at their door in the middle of the night after this individual had already taking multiple shots at a Minnesota state senator, his wife, in that individual's home, and he continues, and she continues to fight for their life.
There is no room for our legislators to be viciously ever attacked, killed, or maimed anything. I do not condone this.
Senator James says,
we are elected officials. We go through enough on social media with comments and hatred and divisive remarks all the time. I try to stay off social media. I don't read it. I don't look at it. That was per Governor Scott Walker when I decided to run back in the day. So it's terrible what this world's coming to, and it really makes you think about things in politics and even running in the future.
Meanwhile, a new bill aimed at fighting the crime of sextortion passed the state assembly this week. Cap Morgan, executive director of the anti-human trafficking group Fierce Freedom, explains more behind the bill.
There was a 15-year-old young man in the Wausau area who tragically, in March, took his own life, and he was a victim of sextortion. And what sextortion is, really it's a new frontier for digital exploitation. It is using the blackmail of sexual images or content in order to leverage that and extort money from individuals. And teen boys are really being heavily targeted. In fact, since 2021, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, or NCMEC, reported that they have seen 36 teenage boys who have died by suicide since 2021 due to sextortion alone. So, our state made national headlines because Braden was a victim and was targeted and ended up ending his own life over being extorted or sextorted all online. And, you know, there's now something called Braden's Law, which will be sort of going after, really kind of sending that message to these predators who are trying to exploit and harm children. So kind of going after them and making this, I think, part of our state statute, actually, and really it should see bipartisan support because it's affecting so many of our youth.
Cap Morgan explains further.
Basically, he was targeted by a financial sextortion scam, and these can be, you know, international. I know that there was even a case in Michigan where a young man, Jordan DeMay, was also targeted in a very similar fashion by a Nigerian sextortion ring, and there were also some U.S. citizens that were involved in the sort of translating that money internationally. So it's, again, it has the tentacles both internationally and nationally, and then coming domestically into our homes as well. Yeah, so unfortunately, Braden was a victim, and I believe the last thing, his mom actually found a little post-it note on his computer that said, "I hope you get them. I hope you get these guys." So now she is really advocating at the state level, and again, this just passed the assembly, for Braden's Law to be a part of our state statute in order to really hold these perpetrators accountable.
Republican State Senator Jesse James had this reaction to the passage of Braden's Law in the assembly.
Awesome that the assembly passed the legislative bill that Rep. Schneider introduced into the assembly. I reached out to Senator Van Wongard for a hearing request in committee that should be forthcoming, and we will most likely get it passed in the Senate as well. Excited for that.
Meanwhile, I spoke more with Fierce Freedom Executive Director Cap Morgan about the passage of Braden's Law and the challenges new technology present to young people, parents, and law enforcement.
Sometimes they're not even sending pictures of any questionable nature, but they're taking an image, a selfie, and using AI to...
Yeah, what's so maddening about the emergence of, I mean, technology and just how prevalent this is it's so easy for a predator because all they really need to do is go and get an image. It doesn't even have to be sexual of that child or of that individual, and they can use an app like a Nudify app or AI to doctor that image into a video, and that is enough sometimes to hold over somebody's head. So really, and yeah, AI has, there are ways that it is helping police and law enforcement to investigate these cases more quickly and to find these cases out more quickly. But right now, as it stands, that's why we need to be having legislation quickly be meeting these needs, because it is so quick that this image could be online. You know, that individual who is doing the grooming and the targeting will post this and they will dox information. Doxing is posting sensitive information and addresses. You could post somebody's personal address. And that even is enough of a threat. So you could say, I'm going to post this on the dark web, this information. I'm going to post where you live. I'm going to post where you go to school. So that's another way it can look.
Other experts and leaders in the fight against human trafficking applaud the education efforts of Fierce Freedom and other groups who are looking to equip young people so that they might be better able to avoid the snares of trafficking efforts.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Knowledge is power. And that's really what we're trying to do, is to create a wave of prevention and empowerment. Because when you have this information, it's like if you go out into the woods and you know what poison ivy looks like, right? You're going to know how to avoid it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you can never go into the woods anymore, but now you have that empowerment. And I think that what is hard to see is that a lot of these youth are bearing this burden alone. They feel very isolated because they feel that this is something they could never tell their parents. They could never share this with them because they're too ashamed to share what has happened to them. And so I think that that's something I really would encourage parents and caregivers, is just have this open dialogue with your kids. And as you said, there was an Eau Claire mom recently who posted about, she just shared, I think, Braden's story. So share this story, you know, sharing about Braden and how his life can make an impact, because this, her child was able to then come to her immediately and say, Mom, I need help. And to me, that was really encouraging, because this feels like such a huge, you know, hydra of a problem. And yet, it can be so simple. The antidote is so simple as just making sure your kids know that they are loved and making sure that they feel safe coming to you. So that's why we do what we do.
All that to say that Fierce Freedom's biggest annual fundraiser, that we need Fierce Freedom in the day and age and times we live in. We need what you do. And Oh Freedom Fun Run and Fest is July 16th, 5 to 8. The floor is yours.
Yeah. So as you said, it's an event to raise awareness and funds for the work that we're doing. We want to empower our community. We want to help vulnerable people get the help that they need as well. And yeah, just be that light, really shining the light so that it casts out the darkness. So our fun run and walk is part of that. And it's a really family friendly ask. Like, what I love about it is it's so family friendly, and it's something that you can invite anybody to come to. It's not going to deal with the darkest aspects of trafficking. It's really just an opportunity to come out, have fun, bring a group, bring your family, your friends, your coworkers. And, you know, last year we just had the most gorgeous weather, and we were able to, connect with other organizations in the area. We call it our Fierce Friends area. and we invite other organizations who are really committed to similar work that we're doing, you know, mentoring and supporting vulnerable youth. So that's one really cool aspect of the run. And then just, we're going to have like, you know, it's a festival. So we're going to have food trucks. We're going to have face painting, music. And it's just, yeah, it's a great way to gather. I think gathering as a community, connecting with one another is so important, you know, in today's day and age. As we said, we're all so much in our technology all the time. So really coming out and just kind of sharing a mutual support for, you know, sharing mutual passion for ending cycles of human trafficking and exploitation and uplifting our community together is really exciting. And it's really something that we look forward to every year.
So people can show up the night of the event, but they can also pre-register.
Yeah, absolutely. We would encourage people to pre-register. Our t-shirt guarantee deadline is actually going to be this next Wednesday, June 25th. So that just, again, guarantees that you're going to get an event t-shirt this year. And you can just do that by signing up on our website. You can click fiercefreedom.org, click on our banner image, and we really hope you'll be there and join us.
Fierce Freedom Community Engagement Specialist Joyce Orth says,
well, this event in particular, I think it's been going on for like 16 years. So it's got a history of getting the word out about human trafficking. And when I think back, one of the very first local activities that I ever did that focused on human trafficking was this race, called by a different name at the time. But nevertheless, it is an introductory level event for much of the community.
Fierce Freedom's Joy Thor says,
this event gives the opportunity for the community to come together and walk or run our 2 mile in the park loop for as many times as they want between 5 and 7 p.m. And also for teams, up to grab maybe is the trophy and banner for the most miles walked. Last year it belonged to Blue Ox Running, and who knows, some other team might be able to take that away from them this year. So get your team registered.
Mm-hmm. By this Wednesday.
By this Wednesday. And not only that, there is a coupon code that you just need to email me to get if you have a team of 10 or more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that email
is joyce@fiercefreedom.org.
Worth recap some of the highlights of Fierce Freedom from the past year.
Well, we have been able to try some new things this last year. Like, we had our very first survivor retreat just within the last few weeks. And that was funded by grant dollars. And we have been focusing together, Kat and I, on getting more grant funding and trying to just ride the wave of the difficult wave of raising funds for nonprofits. Mm-hmm. It's tough now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah. So we'd appreciate everybody to show up for this. All right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank All right. you, Mark. Good.
Again, the O Freedom Fun Run and Fest. It's July 16th, a Wednesday night at Carson Park in Eau Claire, 5 to 8 o'clock. If you want to get registered in time to get a t-shirt, you need to do it by this Wednesday. You can do it at fiercefreedom.org. That's fiercefreedom.org, or also through the Fierce Freedom Facebook page, Fierce Freedom, again, on Facebook. I'm Mark Halverson, thanking you for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Thanks for listening.